Star Market Celtics tonight continues from TD Garden. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you, as always, by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earned rewards. Save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I feel better having read that, whereas last night I just tried to memorize it, and it worked. But it's like a crutch, I guess, you go to. We have enough. I think we all each have enough things to worry about externally. We don't need to take on extra work. Did you see things as the first quarter was going on? To us, it looked like it was just a continuation of the season series between these two teams, the three great games, and it looked like to me it was just the 13th quarter, or the 14th if you count the overtime. Was there things that happened in that quarter that gave you an indication of what was going to happen, or were you like us and
Yes.
What's an example?
No, I just didn't. I thought we were, and I said it after the game, just way too loose defensively. And, you know, obviously we had done some good things offensively, but they had 32. Or 30 as well. And so I think that knowing that you're going to have to really lock in, guard, be solid in how you guard, be tough, and everything else, that was not a good trend if we got dry on the offensive end. You know, obviously that showed itself.
What is a shortcut defensively? What is an example of a shortcut?
Well, I think there's a lot of them. There's a lot of examples, but, you know, and there's, and every system has its own designs, and it really boils down to when you're playing basketball, especially on the defensive end of the floor, you know, no two systems are the same. There's a lot of similarities in some, but if you do them, really committed to doing them and being really reliable in them and doing them with multiple efforts, then they can all work. You know, that's why a good zone team can be a good zone team, man-to-man, you know, switching, whatever the case may be. I thought, you know, one of the things when we're really good is we're negotiating screens with physicality, and we're not switching out of convenience. And I thought that we were switching out of convenience a lot more yesterday, and as a result, we got lower and lower. As a result, we got more attackable. And that's a boring way of saying we were really opening ourselves up for a lot of problems.
Do shortcuts bleed into connectivity? And here's why I say that. As I was watching the game, and I've been doing this a long time, and yet I'm still not smart enough to verbalize when I'm watching the game last night and I'm saying the words connectivity, and this is an issue. There is no connectivity, but even while I know that that is right, I don't even know what it is I'm referring to other than I know it when I see it. Are some of the things you're talking about, does that bleed into examples of connectivity or lack thereof?
Yeah, sure. No, there's no question about it. And I think what it does is it challenges you on the next play because you don't know exactly what your teammates are going to do.
Right.
And so that's why they always say you can't have four people executing defensively. It has to be all five all at once. And that's why, you know, the best teams play on a string. That's why those things happen. Mistakes will still be made. Mistakes are a part of it. But you just have to minimize those, and there has to be an immediate ability to rectify them and to make sure that you're doing everything you can to make sure you don't make it again. I'm just excited that you're using the word connectivity. I feel like I've actually added something other than, you know, like what I always say, we put tennis balls on the base of the chairs at the practice facility so it doesn't scratch up the floor. I felt like at one point that was going to be my only addition ever to the history of the Celtics.
I think it's safe.
But now you'll say connectivity forever.
I think it's safe to say we learned a lot of new words from you last night.
That's a good one, huh?
That was
the first time you've ever heard that?
And you know what? I guess it's funny. I was going to joke about it at the end, but the funny thing is it's like we all sort of live into other people's perceptions of who we are, and the notion that you could sort of, you know, do the gag that, yeah, it's the first time I've ever used that word. You know, anyone who's been watching you for 6 years knows that language happens from time to time. It's just funny. The one night, there's like 18 microphones all in front of Scal for some reason. I assume they were all tracking Scal and every movement. It was some kind of reality show.
It's not the first time that I've been a part of a trend on the internet where I use the wrong word. So I've learned that I try to balance that the best that I can. And obviously, if I know I was standing right next to microphones, I probably wouldn't have said it just from the standpoint of parenting. But, we live in Massachusetts. We've been flipped off a few times, so we're learning quickly.
We all drive here. Half the people are in cars listening to us right now, and they're probably yelling it out the window. All right, we have been talking. Here's another big word. It's conundrum, because I've been using that word. I've been calling it the Kyrie conundrum here. Is there a basketball explanation, and sample size can easily make this go away? There's a lot of things that can. to explain this last sequence of games, these last few weeks, in which in games in which he plays, things go well when he is on the floor, and yet they don't when he comes off the floor, and yet in games that he is not playing, I mean, you know what I'm talking about, and Max and I have been going over some of these numbers. Is there any basketball explanation to these strange numbers with him?
I would say that it's probably more sample sizes than anything else. I wouldn't read too far into that.
Is this have to do with combinations of play? I mean, we're still February. This is going to be March on Friday.
Yeah.
Is it still you driving to and from work thinking about combinations of players?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. I mean, we met today and talked about different ideas with rotations and different things, and we do that all the time. We do it every day. But, you know, I think you always have to, you know, look even closer when things aren't going well. I still think at the end of the day, it's not about who we play when. It's about how we can get the most out of everybody playing well. And so that's the task. And, you know, that connectivity that you talked about is a big key to that.
All right, the last 8 weeks, the top four teams in the NBA in terms of record, you may know this, are Golden State, Milwaukee, Toronto, and Portland. Mm-hmm. And the Blazers have done here, offensively in particular, and it's just, you know, partially market size, partially a lot of reasons, but they are just under the radar. They've got some connectivity going, I guess, is the point.
Really good. Yeah. Really good. And they've got, you know, obviously great scoring in the two guards. But now they've got ability to play off the post for 48 minutes with Nurkic or Kanter. Yeah. And then the bench solidified, I think, with Kanter and Hood. You know, just more shooting. You know, without Evan Turner, they play one of those, McCollum or Leonard or Lillard, almost the whole game. Yeah. And so you always have to deal with at least one and oftentimes two on the court. And that's really challenging, especially when you've got shooting around them. They run off all those screens. They do a great job of executing. One of the best execution teams we play every year, in my opinion.
As I'm sure you know, they got stuck in an elevator yesterday at practice. Can you imagine anybody you'd rather be stuck in an elevator with in 30 minutes than Evan Turner? Or rather not be. I mean, that's its own. To me, when I saw that, I said, this has to be a setup of some kind.
Well, I think that, you know this, I'm a huge Evan guy. So I will, if I have to get stuck with somebody, he'd be a fun one to get stuck with.
That's the head coach. We did this on 10-second delay, just in case you were
That's good.
It's, you know, whatever. Celtics and
I learned it from you.
Celtics and Blazers. That's all. I learned it from watching you, Dad. That's the biggest problem we all have. Celtics and Blazers next on the 98.5, the Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.